Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hi, and welcome to the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. And hello to you, Bebop, my good friend.
Hey, Jonathan. Pleasure to be here, and pleasure for you to have me here.
As always, Bebop. Now, I know maybe you're thinking right now it should be episode 1 of Bebop Tales, season 3, The Desolation of Messingham, right?
But fear not, loyal listeners. It's coming.
That's right, it's coming. Here's the thing. We have a big announcement for the show coming up in a few weeks, and we're going to hold off on releasing Bebop Tales to coincide with that announcement. Right, Bebop?
Can I just say what it is?
No, you cannot.
Please?
Nope.
Okay, here it is. Jonathan is retiring, and I am taking over the show full time.
Nope, that's not happening.
Jonathan is retiring, and Griffin is taking over the show full time.
What? Wait, why do you think I'm retiring?
Well, isn't that what you do when you're old?
I'm not that old. I'm in my late prime.
You're pretty old.
I'm not that old.
If you say so, but...
Okay, all right. I don't want you to finish that sentence. So, because we have to hold off for that announcement, we're doing what listeners have asked for, which is a Q&A episode, right? I have some listener questions here for you and for me, and we'll answer them, we'll tell a few jokes, and season 3 will be here before you know it. So, the first question comes from Elizabeth and Julian, who are 10 and 6 from Los Angeles, California. First, they have a joke. What is a comet's favorite music? Rock and roll. All right, that was a great one. Thank you, Julian and Elizabeth. Now, Bebop, who is your favorite character on the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian?
Do I count?
No, you're not a character on the show. You're my co-host. I think they mean in the Finn Caspian storyline.
You know, I'm going to have to say one of those dweller babies.
Really?
Yeah. Exploding eggs. Doesn't get any better than that. And you know, an exploding egg is kind of a prank that was pulled on the explorers. So, you know, I love pranks.
That's true.
Do you have a favorite, Jonathan?
Well, it's hard for me to pick a favorite, but... really, I love Olivia and Alivia from the first season. I like them and I kind of miss them.
You know, you're the writer, Jonathan. You can bring them back.
That sounds like an episode of Spoiler Club, Bebop.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right. Okay, next question. This one comes from Carter in Chicago. He says, Bebop, why do you like to embarrass Jonathan? Thanks, Bebop is the best. All right, so I like this one because even though Carter acknowledges that you like to embarrass me, he still thinks you're the best. Thanks a lot, Carter.
Well, in fairness, I actually think Bebop is the best. It's just how people sign their emails these days. You know, like, sincerely, Jonathan Messenger, or love, Jonathan Messenger. Bebop is the best, Jonathan Messenger.
All right, Bebop, answer the question. Why do you like to embarrass me anyway?
I don't think I embarrass you. I think that's just part of the fun of our friendship, giving each other a hard time.
Well, you did record me singing in the shower and then play it on the show.
Oh, yeah. Can we hear that one more time?
What? No.
Ain't no listeners solved it yet. Ain't no listeners solved my puzzle yet.
And I wonder what that would sound like sped up.
Ain't no listeners solved it yet. Ain't no listeners solved my puzzle yet.
And slow down.
Ain't no listeners solved it yet.
Yeah, so Bebop, I think that's what Carter means when he says you embarrass me.
Well, I guess if I was going to answer the question seriously, it's because I feel a little insecure being your robot on your show with your story. So I just kind of act out to try to get attention.
Oh, Bebop, I didn't know you felt that way. If I had known...
Just joking. You got pranked. You should have seen your face. I just think it's funny.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I hope that answers your question, Carter. Our next question comes from two listeners in two separate emails. Zion, who's 12, from DuPont, Washington, and our pal Vincent, who asked you, Bebop, how old are you?
Good question. Jonathan, how old are you?
I'm 39.
Whoa!
What?
That is really old. I was right.
Bebop, no, wait. The question is, how old are you?
I'm 40 tenths.
40 tenths? So, 4?
No, wait. I'm 11.
What?
19.
You have no idea how old you are, do you?
That's true. I don't. I have skipped through so many dimensional and temporal portals that I have no idea how old I am. And as I always like to say, age ain't nothing but a number.
You have never said that before.
I always say it.
Okay, all right. So you are either 4, 11, or 19. Got it. Next question is from Colin. Colin wants to know, what is your favorite color?
Oh, that's easy. Quesadilla.
That's not a color, Bebop.
Oh, sorry. I got that confused. My favorite color is pancake.
Pancake? Oh, I see what you're saying. It's because you eat art, and the art has colors in it, and therefore colors taste like food to you, right?
Yes, exactly. So for breakfast, my favorite color is pancake, quesadilla for lunch, and pan pepperoni pizza for dinner.
Fair enough. Ooh, Bebop, a question for me. Our old pal Clobot from Muskego, Wisconsin, she wrote in with a question, and she said, Jonathan, I want to know about your past.
Oh boy, wake me when it's over.
I'm so pleased that you asked, Clobot. And I really like how you asked that about my past, like I have some mysterious past. But really, there's nothing too remarkable to say about it. I grew up in Massachusetts, and that's where I went to college. And then I became a journalist and moved to Chicago to work at a newspaper here. I used to have a very thick Boston accent. So when I would say my name, I'd say something like, "Hi, I'm Jonathan Messenger. I'm the reporter from the newspaper." And I've always written stories my entire life, whether it was newspaper stories or stories that I made up. It's just something that I've always done. And for 5 years, I was a U.S. spy living in Canada, and now I make a podcast.
Wait, what was that last part?
I make a podcast. You know that, Bebop.
No, before that.
I've always written stories all my life.
No. You said you were a U.S. spy.
Next question. Finn from Australia would like to ask, Bebop, have you ever had a crush or a girlfriend?
Great question, Finn. You know, I like to say that I am married to my work.
But you don't work.
Of course I do.
Well then, what's your job?
To eat art.
Eating is not work.
That's true, Jonathan. When you love what you do every day, you can't call it work.
All right. I'm going to let that slide. Paul from Saratoga Springs, New York has a question for you, Bebop. Bebop, what are you allergic to?
That's a great question, Paul. And you know, robots generally can't get allergic to anything. because we don't have bodies like you do. Our bodies are made of metal, so we don't have allergic reactions, except I have discovered one thing that I am allergic to.
Oh, really? What's that, Bebop?
Your jokes, Jonathan.
What? Everybody loves my jokes.
Go ahead. Tell a joke that you made up, and we'll see what happens.
Oh, great. I have an awesome one that I've been saving up. Ready? Why did the cantaloupe bank robber get life in prison?
What?
Come on. Why did the cantaloupe bank robber get thrown into prison for life?
I'm already getting itchy.
Because it was a repeat melon. You know, like a felon, a criminal, but it's a melon, a repeat felon, repeat melon. Wait, what are you doing?
I'm scratching these hides all over my body.
Okay, wait. I have a better one. What happened to the snail who bullied the other snails?
What happened to the snail who bullied the other snails?
Right. It got put into a slime boat.
Oh, no. I'm having trouble breathing.
Okay, wait. This is a really good one. Are you ready? A pickle, some cheese, and two slices of bread walk into a pizza joint. The owner of the restaurant says, "Sorry, we don't serve sandwiches here." All right. I'll stop. But these are good jokes.
I need a glass of water.
Okay, you go ahead. You go get that glass of water. In the meantime, I'll play some actual good jokes from listeners. The first up is from our friend Frida from New Zealand. She said, "In the land where all machines are people, who is the most boring and irritating?" The drone. That's really great. That's an awesome one. Thank you, Frida. Also want to say before we move on that Frida sent along some great book recommendations that she's been enjoying, and I thought I would mention them on the show since I know everybody's always looking for a good book to read. So she recommended the Beast Quest series by Adam Blade, Warrior Cats by Aaron Hunter, and the Wings of Fire series by Twee T. Sutherland. And I think another listener actually recommended the Wings of Fire series at one point, so we're definitely going to check that out. I think we'll check out all of these. Thank you so much, Frida. All right, and we have just a few more jokes. First up is our friend Dominic, who has a few jokes for us. Go ahead, Dominic.
Hi, my name is Dominic. I'm 10 and I live in Abbotsford, British Columbia, and I have a few jokes for you. Shoes are required to eat in the cafeteria. Socks can eat any place they want. Second one is, what goes zub zub? A bee flying backwards. The third one is, why does Santa have three gardens? So he can ho ho ho.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you so much, Dominic. Okay, and then we have our two friends, Emma and Ruth from the UK, who have two jokes from us. Go ahead, Emma and Ruth.
Hello, this is Emma from Norwich in the UK, and this is my joke. What do astronauts write their pancakes in?
What do astronauts write their pancakes in?
Flying pans!
What do you get if you cross a cow with the moon? The moon!
All right, thank you so much, Ruth, Emma, and Dominic, for those jokes. All right, well, that's it for this special episode. Bebop, how are you feeling?
Oh, much better. I think those good jokes actually healed me.
Oh, good, good. Laughter is the best medicine, right?
Yes, and your jokes are poison.
Okay, all right. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I want to say, if you check out the Finn Caspian Instagram account, that's instagram.com/FinnCaspian, you can see movie posters made for season 3 of Bebop Tales by Chaska, Leilani, and Mirabelle Power, from Orlando, Florida, they made these awesome posters, and we're going to post each one Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Check those out. They're really awesome. We'll be back with one more bonus episode before Bebop Tales Season 3 starts the first week of February, and we'll have our announcement then, and we're really excited. So thanks so much for sticking with us, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Are you a fan of cryptids like Bigfoot? Do you like ancient monsters like the Kraken? Are you ready to face the scariest creature of all, the unicorn? Welcome to The Weirdness, an exciting journey into the weird and unexpected. Join Arlo and Sierra as they host a podcast called The Weirdness, dedicated to exploring the unexplained and weird phenomena like the Loch Ness Monster, the Yeti, the Chupacabra, and more. Unfortunately, they've never actually witnessed any of this weirdness until they track down Bigfoot himself. Turns out, the weirdness is real. And it's everywhere. Now, Arlo, Sierra, and Bigfoot, whose nickname is Beef, set off on a mind-blowing road trip adventure across the globe to find out why the creatures of legends are disappearing and solve the mystery of the creep. Listen to every episode of The Weirdness now on Apple Podcasts or on gzmshows.com. Binge every episode and find every ridiculous creature of legend before they disappear. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.